And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of March, 2015. It's the birthday of Philip Roth, a novelist, Newark, New Jersey, 1933. Father was an insurance salesman. Both his parents, children of Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe. He was an English major. He taught English, went off to teach at the University of Chicago, where he became friends with Saul Bellow, who told him that he should keep writing, that he had talent. And so, in 1959, when he was 26, he published his first book, a novella and short stories, Goodbye Columbus, won the National Book Award. Two more novels got mixed reviews, and then he didn't publish anything for 5 years, and then came Portnoy's Complaint in 1969, a monologue by Alexander Portnoy to his analyst, which got rave reviews, and its sexual content made it controversial and extremely popular. It was the best-selling book of 1969. He's continued a prolific novelist. His 31st book, Nemesis, came out in 2010. It's the birthday of Nikolai Gogol, the Russian writer, Ukraine, 1809. Best known for his satiric play, The Government Inspector, a big hit in 1836, and for his short stories, The Nose and The Overcoat. He became a follower of a Russian Orthodox priest who convinced him that art was sinful, and Gogol fasted, trying to overcome the urge to write, and destroyed his health and died at the age of 43. It's the birthday of Richard Francis Burton, Torquay, England, 1821, who translated The Arabian Nights for us and also the Kama Sutra. The first reported bank heist in America pulled off on this date in 1831, Wall Street, New York City. A man named Edward Smith walked away with $245,000 in banknotes. Bank robbery is now in decline. According to the FBI, the average bank robbery today yields about $7,500. And it's the birthday of the comedian Jackie Mabley, Moms Mabley, born in Brevard, North Carolina, 1894, who said, "A woman's a woman until the day she dies, but a man's only a man as long as he can." Here's a poem for today by Fleur Adcock entitled Kissing. The young are walking on the riverbank, arms around each other's waists and shoulders, pretending to be looking at the water lilies and what might be a nest of some kind over there, which two who are clamped together, mouth to mouth, have forgotten about. The others, making courteous detours around them, talk, stop talking, kiss. They can see no one older than themselves. It's their river. They've got all day. Seeing's not everything. At this very moment, the middle-aged are kissing in the backs of taxis on the way to airports and stations. Their mouths and tongues are soft and powerful and as moist as ever. Their hands are not inside each other's clothes because of the driver, but locked so tightly together that it hurts. It may leave marks on their not, of course, youthful skin, which they won't notice. They, too, may have futures. Kissing, poem by Fleur Adcock, from Poems 1960 to 2000, published by Blood Axe Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.